What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, June 15th, 2021, halfway through the month already. How time is flying, and already you got to start planning on buying fireworks for the 4th of July, because it's one of the good things about living here in Indiana is you're allowed to have things that go boom. And so we're definitely going to get geared up for that here. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. It's been a very busy news day. And as usual, we're going to do news until I run out of news. And at that point, we will open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. And I'll try and get to it to the top of the second hour, but I may be a little bit late, so please bear with me. Mike is in our control room twiddling the dials and keeping us out of trouble, so let's get right on into it. All righty, Joe Biden landed in Geneva today, getting ready for his five-hour summit with Vladimir Putin. Now, the White House is already lowering expectations. They're saying the pair will talk with just two top diplomats and translators. They're not even going to serve any food. So it's going to be serious stuff. Now, ahead of the Putin meeting, Biden confused Syria with Libya three times in less than 90 seconds. And it's the usual Biden gaffes, but they do seem to be getting worse. And it's raising more concerns about the 78-year-old president's cognitive decline in old age. Of course, we were talking about that even before the election was stolen, that he seemed to just not be the sharp guy he was in his youth. And, you know, last year there were a series of bizarre and questionable moments of concern, all of them caught on video, that were dismissed in mainstream corporate media as pro-Trump conspiracies, and their usual excuse here. Anyway, during a press conference when he was talking about, a reporter asked about Vladimir Putin, and Joe Biden literally froze for 10 seconds straight. Another indicator that something's not working up there above the ears here. And there's an article over in Powerline blog that really reminds us all, Joe Biden represents us abroad. And so, you know, the corporate media can pretend not to notice Biden's decline, but they certainly can't stop our allies or our adversaries from noticing it and altering their plans accordingly. Now, things are so bad, story coming on out of InfoWars, the Canadian Prime Minister told his staff, Kamala will be the president by 2022. And so we'll see what happens there. But we know that's always been kind of the plan, to hand Kamala the Oval Office, even though she pulled something like, 5% during the primaries. Over at the G7, in a lot of pomp, a lot of ceremony, a lot of photo ops and everything. And they were, you know, promising to talk about the hot topics. And apparently they got caught up in some of the afterburn from Brexit, they really didn't spend as much time as desired on how to outspend China's Belt and Road Initiative in order to save the planet from those increasingly troublesome Chinese. And of course, China has the geographic advantage on the Belt and Road Initiative, and it really is going to be difficult to compete with. So I'm sure over in the Pentagon, they're discussing the low-cost option, and low-cost option, and go ahead and just bomb China's Belt and Road infrastructure. Steve Elkins just sent me a text regarding Joe Biden and Putin's meeting, saying Joe has requested there'll be chicken McNuggets and juice boxes available. So it's funny. It's tragic, but it's funny. Anyway, one good thing did come out of the G7, The G7 has given Japan its official blessing for going ahead with the Tokyo Olympics. As you're already aware, that's been sort of up in the air because of COVID-19 or COVID-21 or whatever they're calling it this week. And, you know, both Japan and the IOC were very reluctant to cancel the Olympics. And now the G7 is saying, no, go on, go ahead, have the Olympics. And everything's just going to be hunky-dory because everybody is vaccinated against the virus. Anyway, Republicans have introduced a measure to censure Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and other squad members for inciting anti-Semitic attacks in the U.S. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and understand up front, I'm no fan of hers. Okay, I'm sure she was a great bartender, but I think she's a lousy Congress critter. They have criticized Israel and the apartheid policies being imposed on Palestine, which is being interpreted as inciting anti-Semitic attacks in the United States. So anyway, Chuck Schumer got into a little bit of hot water. And on Sunday was asked about housing in New York City, and Schumer discussed the complexities of social housing and homeless shelters, and he described mentally disabled homeless children as retarded, which, yes, used to be a common term, but in this woke, politically correct era, he was soundly drubbed for it. He's apologized for it. And, you know, it's kind of hard to keep up with the correct terms because I thought mentally challenged was the current one. So anyway, over in California, Democrats are trying to move up the date for the recall election. They think it might help save Governor Newsom because the election will happen before the anticipated wildfire season. Which is going to make the governor look bad, and it will give potential Republican challengers a much harder rushed schedule to deal with. So that's what's happening out there. All right, let's get into election fraud. And again, this is the most important problem facing our country. If we don't have honest, verifiable elections, then the government is illegitimate, in my opinion, and I'm sure you probably agree with that. Now, remember we talked the other day about how these Michigan Dominion voting machines had this suite of SQL software on there that allowed databases to be edited and manipulated by anybody with access to the machine, and there's no legitimate reason for this Microsoft SQL to be on the Dominion voting machines. They've just found the exact same SQL software on machines in Pennsylvania. And so this is a widespread problem. And again, the availability of these tools on these Dominion voting machines means that the election results can be changed without leaving any trace in the system logs. And this was actually demonstrated a long while ago by Bev Harris over at blackboxvoting.org. And this was back when she was using the GEM software, showing how that was compromised, and showed how you could go into the machine there and change the result of the election, and it left no trace whatsoever. So as far as I'm concerned, the fact that the software is on the machines in Michigan and Pennsylvania invalidates and decertifies those two states' election. Now, the war of words between Arizona and Washington, D.C. Is firing up. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich has sent a letter to the Joe Biden Department of Justice saying they will not tolerate any effort to interfere with the ongoing Maricopa County election audit. And again, the law is on Arizona's side because under our Constitution, the federal government is not supposed to interfere with the states. The states set up their own election law. That's why we have so many different systems and so much mass confusion. And I would love to see a national standard at some point. But right now, the federal government has no legal grounds for intruding into Maricopa. And U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland is out there trying to discredit the audit, saying they used abnormal methods. He wasn't clear what he meant by that. But that's going to be the way the Democrats and the corporate media deal with the result of these audits. Oh, we've got to audit the audits. And it was a dirty trick by the Trump supporters. And we know that Joe Biden won the election, and even though they found signs of fraud, it won't change the outcome, blah, 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 blah. And this is going to get really ugly before it gets over, because I think there's going to be a lot of very angry Americans who feel that not only was the election stolen, our country was stolen. And when they look at the liberal agenda being imposed on us by a government that is illegitimate by virtue of its election theft, I don't think they're going to sit quietly and just watch the evening news and say, oh, well, that's how it goes. All righty. Now, over in the New York Times, they have filed a motion for a stay of the discovery process in the Project Veritas defamation case. And the case is looking very good for Project Veritas, and this motion for a stay of discovery is a desperate attempt to stall, to run out the clock, to maybe make the whole thing go away. Meanwhile, down in Houston, this local Fox affiliate reporter, Ivory Hecker, became national news almost instantaneously during a live broadcast of the news. She went off the script and said that she was being muzzled by Fox News. She was aware of other reporters being muzzled by Fox News, and that she had recorded what was going on inside Fox and was sending it to Project Veritas. She was, of course, immediately fired, and we are waiting word from Project Veritas as to exactly what it is that she has shared, because Veritas says they already have the information, and you know, we're waiting to see what's been going on over there. So, congratulations to this Ivory for being a person of courage. When you live in an age of lies, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So good for her and good for Project Veritas. Okay. Saturday morning, there was this 45-year-old ABC journalist, Christopher Sine, and he was discovered in his Birmingham, Alabama apartment dead. Police said they're presuming it's a suicide. I'm not so sure about that, because Christopher Sine was the journalist who broke the story of Bill Clinton's 2016 tarmac meeting with then Attorney General Loretta Lynch in the midst of the Hillary Clinton email debacle. And he wrote a book about it called Secret on the Tarmac, which is now out. And it is amazing how many people around the Clintons wind up seeming to commit suicide. And so we'll see what's going to happen on that one. But he had been receiving death threats, and he had told his associates he did fear for his life because of this book that he had put out on the tarmac meeting. All right, let's get into COVID. That is getting worse and worse every single day. Article coming out of FedState.com. Asking the pointed question, why was the U.S. Department of Defense funding bioweapons research at Wuhan? And the reason is easy to understand. It is illegal under U.S. law to conduct experiments in biological weapons. The U.S. signed a treaty with a bunch of other countries outlawing it. So the only way they can work on this stuff is to shop it out to other countries like China. And that's exactly what they did. Now, last Friday, the British publication Daily Mail reported that the United States Department of Defense provided $39 million in grant money to Echo Health Alliance as part of the aggregated grant funding received by Echo Health Alliance to conduct gain-of-function virus research, a type of research in which scientists engineer viruses to make them more communicable or lethal. And this is obviously leading toward the weaponization of those viruses. Another video has come on out, and it's by Dr. Tess Laurie. And it asks simply, why are we not using ivermectin for COVID? And she goes through her resume on the video. She's obviously very qualified and is saying, why are we not using ivermectin for COVID? Well, because cures aren't the big bucks in pharmaceuticals. Constant treatments. That's where the big money is. Even Goldman Sachs said actually curing people is a bad business model for the medical industrial complex. This gets us into our next story, where the CEO of Johnson & Johnson is now claiming that the only way his company's vaccine for COVID-19 will remain effective is if people get it every single year like the flu shot. This is from CEO Alex Gorsky, and said that for at least the next several years, there will have to be annual Chinese virus injections from Johnson & Johnson. It's all about the Benjamins. Money, 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 money. Okay. Speaking of money, the number of people taking the vaccines is dropping dramatically as awareness of the adverse events becomes more widespread. So the U.S. government has budgeted $3 billion, that's with a B, on vaccine hesitancy propaganda ads. So they're out there running this propaganda campaign to say, you should get your shot now. Okay. Now, the other day, last week, I think it was, we were talking about a country, I think it was in Africa, I forget which one it was, where people who refused to get the vaccine were going to lose their cell phone connections. And it was highly coercive. And according to this story, somebody here in the United States thinks that's a really good idea. And so we may soon hear, you know, if you don't get your vaccine, you know, get ready for your cell phone to stop working. Okay, another article, this one out of, this is from right here at Republic Broadcasting. And it's talking about the cookie crumbles and the links between the various players in the COVID-19 drama, if you will. And it turns out that Chinese viral laboratory in Wuhan is owned by GlaxoSmithKline, which also owns Pfizer, the one who makes the vaccine against the virus that was started at the Wuhan Biological Lab and which was funded by Dr. Fauci, who also promotes the vaccine. So it's a rather incestuous little gathering there. Yeah, in fact, I think I'd call it a circle jerk. Okay, over in the Philippines, they're getting a little more creative with the inducements to be vaccinated. If you get vaccinated in the Philippines, you are entered into a raffle every month for a free cow. And this is basically being confined to local officials in San Luis within the Pampanga region. Are offering the cows to get people to get the vaccines. Well, yeah, cows are useful. Got the milk, carried heavy goods, and who knows what all else. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have? Do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And I'm looking at this article that came in from 100% fedup.com. It's a good name. I like that. And it's talking about how the numbers in the vaccine adverse event reporting system are accelerating upward. Now, maybe more and more people are becoming aware of the vaccine adverse event reporting system and they're starting to use it. The current estimates are that only about 1% of vaccine adverse reactions are being reported to this system. But the numbers are definitely, definitely going up. And there's another story, this one from Daily Exposé in the United Kingdom. And according to their numbers, we're back in the 1976 swine flu debacle. Their numbers are showing that more people have died from the COVID vaccines in 6 months than people who died of the COVID-19 itself in the past 15 months. And they're saying the numbers are probably worse. Because they took official data by the Public Health Scotland, and the number of deaths actually surpasses the number of people who have allegedly died of COVID-19 in England. So everybody is still fudging the data to try and keep this scam going on and to basically duck the blame for having rushed these vaccines into use before they were really known to be safe here. over in Times Square. Oh, this is a goodie. 900 patients have been contacted by email by David Savitsky saying you've got to come back for another shot because the Pfizer vaccine you got was defective. Now, they're not qualifying what that means. They're saying the Pfizer doses were expired. So these people have to come back to the pop-up vaccination center at the NFL Experience Building in Times Square. Well, they were supposed to actually have come back before the 10th. So this story is a little late in getting out. Okay, another story. This is from Chemistry World. And it's talking about researchers in Germany have been studying the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine. And they are finding all kinds of impurities in there that aren't supposed to be there. And they're saying these impurities can cause strong negative reactions in people 2 to 3 days after their jab. And they're saying it's also conceivable that these proteins could be linked to the blood clotting events. Now, the AstraZeneca vaccine contains a chimpanzee adenovirus genetically engineered to avoid its replication and instead make COVID spike protein in people receiving the jab. The human protein impurities, mostly heat shock and cell scaffold proteins, can come off the human kidney cell line used to generate the chimp adenovirus. Viral proteins important for the virus during replication in producer cells were also present. So these things are definitely not pure. Okay, story. This one kind of bothered me. And even though I'm not a religious person, there's this third grader, and it's a YouTube video. It's on whatreallyhappened.com. And after all the talk about wear a mask, she put on a mask that said, "Jesus loves me," and was ordered to take it off. Talk about getting mixed signals there. Little bit of good news over there in New York. Andrew Cuomo has dropped all the remaining COVID restrictions because New York State has reached 70% vaccination compliance. And so that's a little bit of good news. Now, the Biden White House is planning a 4th of July party, even though most of the country will not achieve that 70% compliance that he'd aimed at. Over at Morgan Stanley, their CEO, James Gorman, says he expects all New York City staff to return full-time to the company's Times Square home office by Labor Day, and if they don't, their salaries will be cut. He says, if you can go out to eat, you can come back to work. And, you know, a lot of people got very comfortable working from home. It saved them a lot of money, saved them a lot of time for the driving. It turns out they were just as productive, in many cases more productive. But all those mid-level managers, unless they've got bodies in that office to monitor, then they are out of work. And it's not like they have saleable job skills like coding or anything like that. So they want to go back to the old cubicle farm again. And it may not work. Story out of the Wall Street Journal. Saying that coming out of the pandemic, U.S. workers are actually confident now is the time to either find a new job or even go down the entrepreneurial path. And more U.S. workers are quitting their jobs than at any time in the last 2 decades. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID-19. And the CDC actually came out talking about this heart inflammation issue that has shown up lately. They had an emergency meeting about it. And all we got out of the emergency meeting so far is the CDC saying, well, I guess there really is a problem, isn't there? It's very reassuring of them. Meanwhile, story out of Global Research, and it's talking about the emergency meeting by the CDC, they're saying the problem is that it's not rare like they're trying to claim it is, but these vaccinated children are developing myocarditis, which is a debilitating form of heart inflammation, and it's basically being described as an alarming number of children. And a lot of them have wound up going to the emergency room with severe chest pains. Another story, this one coming on out of the EUtimes.net, talking about the first ever full autopsy of a COVID-vaccinated patient, found every single organ of the body infested with these spike proteins. And this viral RNA was found every place in the patient's body, meaning the vaccine is either ineffective or the coronavirus actually spreads faster in vaccinated individuals. And so this report out of Germany, published by the International Journal of Infectious Diseases, this month examined the autopsy of an 86-year-old man who'd received a single dose of the SARS-CoV-2 vaccine but died 4 weeks later after becoming infected by with the virus by a nearby patient. So he had the vaccination, and he still died of COVID-19. By the way, I was just looking at the news headlines. There's another virus making its way across the American South. They're describing it as flu-like, but not COVID-19. Okay, story that came on out as a YouTube video, and we have it linked to whatreallyhappened.com. It turns out that Moderna sought for and acquired a patent on the coronavirus vaccine back in March 28th of 2019. So, interesting thing to watch there. With the corporate media still doing its job for the liberals, as reported in Zero Hedge, Fox News host Chris Wallace tried to shift the blame to Trump over the Wuhan lab leak, basically saying that, Trump and Pompeo did nothing for an entire year, therefore it's all their fault. And unfortunately, with Donald Trump still taking credit for the vaccines, he has set himself up to become the scapegoat for all of the vaccine adverse events that are happening. Okay, getting to the international news now. The Biden administration is claiming the war in Afghanistan is over. The last of our troops will be out in September. The Air Force, though, seems to be saying the opposite, saying that they're going to continue supporting the Afghan troops there. It's because there's big money in war. The U.S. representatives, those who are controlling the U.S. representatives, don't want the war to end because it's more money taken from your pockets and put into the pockets of the defense contractors. Getting over to Israel, story out of Russia Today, talking about Netanyahu was dragged down kicking and screaming. He's finally ousted. Many Israelis are celebrating. The same cannot be said about the Palestinians because the new incoming government isn't signaling any kind of a significant change in policy toward the Palestinians, even though it was that policy that led to, at least partially led, to Netanyahu's political demise. So, looks like they can't learn a lesson there. Activists held a flag march in East Jerusalem to celebrate the capture of the city in the Six-Day War. This despite warnings that this could lead to violent protests by the citizens of East Jerusalem. And it's a provocation. It's definitely a provocation. But they held the march, and so far, nothing bad has happened. Okay, Nikki Haley, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, is out there. She was touring southern Israel on Sunday and Monday and meeting with the top officials, including Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and basically says that reviving the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action with Iran is a death wish for Israel. And she slammed Joe Biden for his, quote, disgusting, end quote, effort. So, still on out there. Meanwhile, Iran, we're getting mixed signals from Iran because there was a story that came out late last night that Iran's negotiators in Vienna said that there had been a broad agreement reached to lift some of the U.S. sanctions. Then today, Iran comes on out with an announcement that it has produced 6.5 kilograms of 60% pure uranium. Now, this is a large amount of this uranium. It is not pure enough to use in an atomic bomb. It's a technical demonstration only, but having 6.5 kilograms of it, that's definitely showing an indication of where they're capable of going. And if I recall correctly, if memory serves me correct, the uranium in the Little Boy bomb that was dropped on Japan was only 4.5 kilograms. All right. Story coming on out of Sputnik News. Biden's effort to weaponize human rights against Russia may backfire. And the reason for that is obvious, is because the United States record on human rights isn't all that good. Take a look at what happened at Waco, Texas, or what's being done to Julian Assange, or what was being done in places like Abu Ghraib during the Iraq War. And so Joe Biden has vowed to bring up human rights during his meeting with Putin. Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov said that Russia views no topics as taboo and is ready to discuss issues, including the prosecution of Americans charged with orchestrating the January 6th protests and the human rights of U.S. opposition activists. And you know the old saying, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. And that's exactly where Joe Biden is. Meanwhile, Belarus is becoming more and more concerned over NATO's threatening statements. They're becoming concerned over the possibility that Ukraine could join NATO. And they're starting to wonder if they're going to wind up as the next Serbia. And foreign minister of Belarus, Vladimir Maki, was concerned about statements by Secretary General Stoltenberg. And he said, we are absolutely concerned over these recent statements by NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Just a few days ago, he expressed concern over deeper ties between Minsk and Moscow, saying they see it as a threat to the alliance's eastern flank. They are also concerned about closer cooperation between Moscow and Beijing. They also see that as a threat. Well, these days, Washington sees everything as a threat, including websites like whatreallyhappened.com. So they are getting paranoid over there. Okay. Story out of UNS.com. Even as Biden and Putin are meeting in Geneva tomorrow, the Russian ambassador to China is reaffirming their strategic partnership. And if we go to war with either Russia or China, we're going to be going to war with both. It will be a world war because the United States will invoke Article 5 of the NATO Treaty. There's 30 nations that are part of NATO. And so, yeah, it will be a world war, and it will be ugly. Down in the Philippines, President Duterte is refusing to cooperate with an international criminal court probe into deaths that took place during Duterte's war on drugs. And he's saying we do not need foreigners to investigate the killings. And Duterte, back when Obama was in office, Duterte said, the only way we're going to clean up this drug problem in our country is to just take a hard hand with the drug dealers. And Obama immediately came out and said, no, no, you can't do that. Drug dealers are people, too, and they've got to have their rights protected. And I don't know, I guess U.S. drug criminals are doing a lot of business down in the Philippines. Duterte has cracked down on the narcotics trade, and a lot of people did get killed. And I guess that's going to annoy the drug cartels of the world because they don't like countries where drug criminals are just being summarily executed. It's bad for business. It's bad for the profits. Okay. We have been talking about the F-35 for a very, very long time. And the conventional wisdom is that it's too big a project to kill off, too many politicians involved with it, too many contracts spread across the country. But more and more people are starting to come to the realization this is a boondoggle. with the capital Boone, and the F-35 is facing renewed scrutiny, it's the costliest weapon in U.S. history. It's only so far achieved just under 60% of its stated promised capabilities there. And somehow over at the Heritage Foundation, John Venable is trying to blame Russia and China for the F-35's problems, saying that they're waging a disinformation campaign against the F-35 by using facts which critics of the F-35 have latched onto. Well, if they're facts, then it's not Russia's and China's fault. And we have been hearing about all these problems. Can't fly in the rain, can't fly in thunderstorm. The networked radar systems don't work out. The see-through cockpit concept, the cameras can't synchronize. It's just all kinds of problems. And another article on the same topic, this is from townhall.com, saying if we didn't have broken promises, we'd hardly have any promises at all when it comes to the F-35. And it says broken promises are the hallmark of the F-35 program, resulting in a high cost to the taxpayer. The program is expected to cost more than $1 trillion using tax dollars or the taxpayer's credit card, depending upon who's doing the accounting. Either way, the F-35 currently costs $33,000 per hour to fly. Now, the contractor is promising to get that down to $25,000 per hour, as if that's going to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about the improvement. $25,000 per hour to fly. That is just obscene. Okay. And this article goes on to describe the F-35 project feeling like a trip to buy a new car. When you step into a car dealership, you're immediately surrounded by salesmen who act like they're your best friend from high school, making promise after promise. And when you see the sticker price and they flinch, the dealer says, this is a special one-time deal. And the end of the day, you have an owner of a brand new car who feels like they got ripped off. And I think that's what the American taxpayer is feeling with the F-35. And not just the F-35. We talked about the Gerald R. Ford carrier may never be able to go into actual combat. The F-22 is still asphyxiating its pilots. The Freedom and Independence class littoral combat ships are being taken out of service to make way for a new concept, and the U.S. Navy's push to create a $500 million electromagnetic railgun weapon has come to an end. They have cut off funding for research without having sent a single weapon to sea, and so the railgun idea is definitely dead. Meanwhile, somebody got sloppy here. Armor-piercing grenades that were bound for Pennsylvania have gone missing, and the military is just standing there, scratching their head, and looking kind of dumb. The rounds can penetrate 3 inches of steel, and they have a kill radius of nearly 50 feet. They were stored in a green metal box that was inside a bright pink pillowcase and stashed in the bushes behind Christopher Zachary's house, and he hauled it out for a better look, and stenciled on the box cartridges for weapons, and inside were the grenades. So the military's got them back. They're not out there. And Zachary, who runs a construction company, said he was scared and confused. You know, how did these things wind up in his backyard? So investigators have determined that the grenades were last seen 8 months ago on an ammunition train that rolled out from Florida. Somebody stole them somewhere on the rails to Pennsylvania, and basically showing the military's vast supply chain is susceptible to theft. Well, it's not just the military. There was a story where criminals hijacked a shipment of ammunition, something like a 500,000 rounds that was headed for the sporting goods stores is now supposedly in the hands of the violent drug cartels. Okay, let's talk about the economy now. Jamie Dimon says he has J.P. Morgan Chase stockpiling cash because there's a very good chance of long-term inflation. He's not going for the current propaganda that the inflation is going to be transitory. So speaking yesterday at a Morgan Stanley virtual conference, Jamie Dimon says inflation could well be long-term and that he wants to be cash secure. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with more news after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed on a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the economic news. Now, you've probably been hearing about there is a shipping crisis. There was a lot of shipping that basically went out of business during the pandemic slowdown. They're taking a while to get back up to speed here. And it is a real supply chain issue. Now, over at Home Depot, who is one of the largest importers in the country, they kind of got tired of trying to find somebody to do their shipments. They have now purchased their own container ship. And it's working solely for Home Depot. It will begin running next month. And we may see a lot of large importers do that. Just easier to get their own ship and run it than to go through these large shipping companies here. Another article, this one coming from WallStreet.com, and it's talking about how the average age of cars and trucks on the road has hit a record high. The average age of a car or truck on the road is now 12.1 years, according to IHS Market Today. And this average age means some of the vehicles were removed from the roads at a much younger age following an accident or a natural disaster, or they were exported and sold as used vehicles. It also means that a portion of the vehicles on the road are far older, with a good bunch in their high teens or even older, with proper, tender, loving care, and are still running fine. Now, this is a problem for automakers who have, back when the economy was really doing fairly well, got used to the idea that they could convince the average car customer to re-up every 5 years. That is just not realistic anymore. People are hanging on to their cars. They're, going for these right to repair laws to make it easier to repair these cars. So the automakers are going to have to change their business model to deal with that. I'm just dealing with malware issues here. Remember the Texas power grid operator ERCOT, the ones who blacked out during the winter storms last winter? Well, seems they're having as much trouble dealing with the summer. They have now issued a conservation alert. They're asking people in Texas to set their internal thermostats to 78 degrees, unplug appliances that might be drawing current, even though they're technically off, in order to avoid more blackouts. So, yeah, we're really becoming third world in this country. There is this group, the Washington... Oh, going to take a break for commercials. All right. We're going to stop for station identification. Back with more news after these few weeks.
Extendivite's 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.